I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a
soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
UFC Catholicism, Ultimate Faithful Catholics, are also part of the MMA. Think about this. God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about that. This is the Terry and Jesse Show. I'm on duty. Terry, what about you?
Jesse, I'm on duty, man. I'm excited today because another day the Lord has given to us. You know, I thought of this statement, Jesse, and it's so beautiful. Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter regarding God. That's what I think is happening right now. We cannot remain silent about things of God. And today's going to be a special show, Jess. Every show, international people are listening all over the world. We're going to be talking about 500 doctors telling the Trump administration to end the coronavirus shutdown because it's causing more deaths. They're seeing so much more, and I happen to agree with them, and I hope the president will take that advice. Also, Jesse, Mr. Biden, he's at a Muslim voters summit. And what does he say to these millions of potential voters? He says, hey, I wish we taught more in our schools about the Islamic faith. Now, is he saying that for political correctness? Give me a break. Also, Jesse, we're going to talk about an article you wrote for Church Militant regarding the hypocritical council culture and the selective outrage. You've got some great stories of how political correctness is going on so much in our culture, and it needs to stop. Also, Jesse, Bishop Sheen has a 6th century saint along with him today that we're going to hear from. Wow, it's going to be a good show, Jess. But you know well as I do, we start with the gospel. Soul food. Yep, soul food, brother, for today's mass.
Let's do it.
And we got 3 masses at our chapel today, Jess. Can you imagine that? Thank you, Jesus. Right after this show, I'm going to Holy Mass. And you know what? My intention is going to be for all of our listeners that they fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and his bride, the church. The gospel, Jess.
That's right. On John chapter 20 and following, on the first day of the week,
yep,
Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning, mm-hmm, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. Something interesting about Mary Magdalene, comment. She had 7 demons cast from her.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing we know about her is that she, in tradition, calls her the apostle to the apostles. We continue scripture. So she, Mary Magdalene, ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciples whom Jesus loved and told them, they have taken the Lord from the tomb and we don't know where they put him. Mary stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw 2 angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, woman, why are you weeping? She said to them, they have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him. When they had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for? She thought it was the gardener and said to him, sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him and I will take him.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said to her, stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, and the brothers here in the context, it's the 12 apostles. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples. By the way, sometimes the apostles are called apostles, sometimes disciples. That's a synonym in the New Testament. Or sometimes Jesus just calls them my brothers. I have seen the Lord. And then she reported what he told her. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Only one comment I want to make again. Mm-hmm. God can use the most insignificant person to teach the wise. Here she uses a formerly demonically possessed prostitute to go and teach, give the message to the 12 apostles, the hand chosen. This is the authority. These are the bishops. These are the bishops of the church. And he chooses a woman who was formerly demonically possessed and probably a scarlet woman to teach those in authority. Just remind me kind of a St. Catherine of Siena moment here, who went and talked to the Pope in her day and age and said, hey, go back to Rome, get out of France, you don't belong here, go back to Rome. Also, another point I want to make is that she saw the angels and she didn't recognize them. They took the appearance of humans. St. Thomas Aquinas says that angels and demons can change matter and take a different appearance. And we also see that she didn't recognize Jesus either. And finally, when she does, she recognizes his voice when he calls her. She doesn't recognize the glorified risen Christ in his bodily form. She recognized his voice. He says, Mary. And then she turned and she said, teacher. And that it's what John the Apostle tells us. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me and I give them eternal life. It's that voice of Christ that we hear and follow, even though we can't see him with our eyes. And the last thing is, Christ says, do not hold me. What does that mean? Mary Magdalene, she wants to keep Jesus with her. But what he's saying is that he first has to ascend to the Father, and only then will he come again to his disciples in spiritual and sacramental ways. And this way he can be with everybody through the Holy Spirit that we've received in baptism and through the seven sacraments. So he's saying, don't hold on to me, Mary. I've got to go to heaven, and me and my Father have to send the Holy Spirit to the earth, and the Spirit will be sent to the people through the sacramental life of the church. Terry?
Well said, Jesse. I want to bring in the smartest guy in the room, Bishop Sheen, please. Full Sheen ahead. As I mentioned, Bishop Sheen's got a passenger along with him from heaven, St. Julian of Toledo, a 6th century bishop. And in their conversation, this is what I got from them. A 6th century bishop who says this: everyone fears the death of the flesh, but few fear the death of the soul. Destined to die, humanity struggles to avoid dying, and yet, destined to eternal life, we do not labor to avoid sinning. This is the 6th century, everybody. It applies to us. When we struggle to avoid death, we labor in vain. In fact, the most we can do is to defer death. We can't avoid it. If rather we refrain from sinning, our toil would cease and we would live forever. If only we could incite people ourselves, included, to be lovers of eternal life, at least as much as they're lovers of this life that passes away. Jess, when I read that yesterday, I said to myself, wow, that was the 6th century. The more things change, the more things are the same, Jesse.
That's right. And Terry, for us as Catholics, I just want to remind people,
yeah,
every single month as Catholics, there's a different emphasis according to the life of the church. And so what is the month of July? The month of July is the month that the Catholic Church dedicates to the most precious blood of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And in the month of July, we remember and we revere the blood that Christ spilled on Calvary. How do we do that? By attending Mass, yep, and receiving the Eucharist as often as possible. Because as Catholics, we believe that Christ's very own body and blood is veiled in his Eucharistic presence. And in prayer, we can place our sins and sufferings into the wounds of Christ and be washed, renewed, and healed through the power of his precious blood. And that's why when we go to Mass, we're called to offer ourselves,
man,
along with the sacrifice of Christ on Calvary on that paten. And that's how we fulfill our role as priests with a small p. We're not priests with a large P. There's a distinction. But we are priests, prophets, and kings within our home and within our families through our baptism. And we fulfill that priestly mission of sacrificing ourselves by attending Holy Mass and offering our lives on the paten along with the supreme sacrifice of Calvary, Terry.
Jesse, well said. And just yesterday, I recorded Bishop Joseph Strickland's podcast. It's on every Tuesday after the Terry and Jesse show. Next week, he's going to talk about that very thing you just mentioned, the Mass. But here's what he's going to mention, Jess. He had on Corpus Christi last month the first time he ever celebrated the extraordinary form of the Mass, and he was blown away by it, Jesse. You know what reminded me, Jesse? He said the very same things you said about the supernatural aspect of the extraordinary form of the Mass, that it just touched him deeply. He felt like he was in heaven. And so this is a show that we're going to spend next Tuesday with Bishop Strickland. I recorded it yesterday, but it'll play next Tuesday. You won't want to miss it because I think it teaches us all the beauty of the Mass.
Jesse, Jerry, I'll tell you why Bishop Strickland was touched in the very core of his being
when
he did the Latin Mass. I'll tell you why. Because the St. Thomas teaches that angels, they're ad orientem.
Yep.
They face God. And St. Thomas teaches that demons are ad populum. They face people. And so here's what's very interesting. The Latin Mass, the old Mass,
yes,
is ad orientem. The new Mass is ad populum. It's facing the people. That's what demons have done, Terry. They're ad populum. They face the people, and they put their back to God.
Yep.
They've turned away from God. They know God's behind them. They're ad populum, and they're also ad hominem, which means they're calling us. They're trying to tell us God doesn't exist. Don't believe in God. And so they attack us with ad hominem attacks because they're already ad populum. And again, angels are always ad orientem. And I think Bishop Strickland sensed this in his soul.
Jesse, our Mass at noon is Latin, Novus Ordo Mass in Latin, and it's ad orientem. And you know what? That's what the Vatican II Council actually said it was supposed to be. It just never got implemented. What? I said it! And we come back. We'll be back to talk about 500 medical doctors telling President Trump, guess what? When we come back, I'll tell you what he said. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show. Help the Helpless, a Minnesota St. Paul nonprofit organization chaired by Father of Tyr and volunteers, is humbly asking you for your kind support to help the poor and the handicapped children in India and Ecuador. Through financial support from the Help of the Helpless benefactors, the children are provided with clothing, food, education, shelter, and the teachings of the Catholic Church. The mission is to help children thrive and become self-sufficient young adults leading productive lives. We also provide aid to poor families in Ecuador with food baskets, medicines, medical assistance, and help with funeral needs for the deceased. The work in India is done by Father Antonio's organization, St. Mary's. In Ecuador, the work is being done by the Servant Sisters of the Home of Mother. You can call us at 877-762-8857. To learn more, please visit our website, www.helpthehelpless.org. God bless you. This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And here's an easy way to support us by going to smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center or Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And when you log in your Amazon account and you purchase products, a portion of it will go right back in supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And it doesn't cost you a dime. I want to thank you ahead of time because that supports us year-round. May God bless you and your family. This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Part of the MMA, Mother Mary's Army.
Man.
500 doctors tell President Trump to end the coronavirus shutdown. They say it will cause more deaths. Terry, you want to share the article?
I do, Jesse. And I'll just say right now, we had 1,000 people yesterday in the whole country of America die from the coronavirus. Okay, and that was a lot more than what we've had in the past. So I agree, there are more. But you know what, Jesse? Before I get into that article, there's a lot more people that are dying through abortion, cancer, through all kinds of different sicknesses. And so the particular doctors who signed this are saying that this mass casualty incident spurring deaths from other factors such as substance abuse and suicides are going to be greater than the deaths that are taking place through COVID-19. The letter was shared online, and estimated about 150,000 Americans each month is going to be affected by the shutdown, remain in place, would have had new cancer detected elements. Millions are more missing dental examinations that discover problems like heart disease, while others are experiencing domestic violence like child abuse. Are you kidding me? When you can't work, when a father isn't working, these kinds of things happen all the time. When the economy is good, crime is down, medical issues are down because people are doing well. Now, suicide hotlines for phone calls have increased 600%. We've talked about this before, Jess. It's in even liquor store sales. Why are they so much? Well, yeah, I get it. The bars are closed, but people are buying 300 to 600% more. Cigarette sales have gone up. You know what they didn't say in the article, Jesse, that I also have to mention? When people are closed down, they're sitting in front of a TV watching Netflix, and the average gain weight is about 15 pounds in these 4.5, 5 months that we've been down. You think that's good for health? No. And what basically Dr. Simon Gold is, an emergency medical specialist, authored the letter, which was signed again by 500. She joined Fox News Thursday saying that doctors felt their knowledge and experience with patients is not being expressed to the public. Well, wait, we are expressing it. We just want America to hear the story. We feel like there's a narrative out there, and you need to hear the whole picture. Jesse, can I tell you something right now? The narrative, if you're not part of the narrative, you are not going to get on YouTube. Monday show, everybody, we had a doctor from Texas pointing out the solution to the coronavirus. He's got a 100% track record when he's met and he's treating people with COVID-19. So what did we do? We took that clip and tried to put it on YouTube. We got shut down within seconds after we put it up on YouTube. Why? Because it's not part of the narrative. And right now, Jesse, this is not the narrative. We want this not to get out. That's why I'm happy that you picked this article. And just that comes back down to political correctness. If it's not what the narrative that the liberal media wants, it's not going to get out. That's the bottom line on this article.
That's right, Terry. And this is very sad because what we're seeing right now is censorship.
Yep.
Let's just call it what it is.
That's it.
It's censorship. If those in power of social media and the mainstream media, the left, if they disagree with what you say, they're just going to make sure that you can't say it. And it's going to get worse if Joe Biden becomes president.
Absolutely.
This will be baked into our society. It'll be we're fighting it right now through President Trump and through a majority of Senate being Republican and a lot of good governors in many states that are Republicans. But if we lose the White House, boy, oh, boy, this will be the new normal. Censorship.
Absolutely. Jesse, let me just jump in real quick from one thing that the article didn't say that I know you and I have talked about. I heard two doctors yesterday, one my personal friend, saying they're laying people off at the hospital right now because all these surgeries that were postponed, we don't need the medical staff to do it because they're not getting done. And then the doctor out in Florida, check this out, Jesse, he said that, you know, we operate hospitals to make money. So when like the airlines, he says, we want a full house or we don't make any money if we have people staffing a room that's a emergency room and not being used, and we lose money. So he's saying that when you look at all these people who are coming in for COVID, it used to be 30%, Jesse, 30% of them would be hospitalized. Now it's only 3% of those people. So here's the point I'm making. We're not hearing that, but these doctors are coming out and saying, this is crazy. Why can't we just tell people the truth? And I know you can continue on the article, but that wasn't in the article, but it applies to us. We're being duped by the misinformation. That's the bottom line.
Good point. Good point, Terry. Well taken. The article ends by saying Dr. Katz, Assistant Secretary for Mental Health and Substance Abuse at the Department of Health and Human Services, raised similar concerns at Mr. Trump's cabinet meeting on Tuesday. She spoke about the dangers inherent to drug use during the pandemic. The marijuana outlets are booming, Terry, with customers.
Makes
booming.
Sense. Yep.
She also says, Dr. Katz says, I believe it is important to point out that before the pre-pandemic, we lose 120,000 lives a year to drug overdoses and suicide.
Wow.
She's now saying, how many more lives are we willing to sacrifice in the name of containing the virus? In other words, what she's saying is that there's now a spike in drug overdose and a spike in suicide. All I could say, Terry, is you're listening to her presentation and other doctors.
Yes.
It's very sobering what they're saying. And President Trump also listened to her, and he commented after her presentation.
Good.
He also said, very sobering stuff. Terry, there's a lot of doctors out there that are putting out the truth, but again, they don't work for the government.
No.
You got Dr. Yvette Lozano.
Yes.
She's on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Talks about, she's saying, we're being played for fools with the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yep.
You had very early on, you had the two Orange County doctors. They broke their silence on COVID-19. I don't know if they've paid a price for it. You got Dr. Judy Mikovits, who used to work with Dr. Fauci. She's also on YouTube.
Basically...
Talking about the pandemic and the way it's been ginned up by the left. You got Dr. Paul Cottrell on YouTube saying the same thing. Dr. Chris Martenzo saying, question, coronavirus, are our scientists lying to us? The answer, he says, is yes. Dr. Tenpenny, he says, the coronavirus and everything, the aftermath, is the biggest scam ever perpetrated on the human race. Dr. Rashad Buttar, he warns us about the coronavirus, which is going to lead to the TRACE Act, where they want to basically have a universal vaccine where they're going to be able to track everybody. You got Dr. Richard Bartlett, one of the best doctors in Texas, if not the best doctor. He's also talking about the fact that there's already cures.
And we talked about that Monday. Yeah, that's the guy we interviewed.
People don't want to listen to the facts that there are already cures. You got Dr. Jeffrey Bark. He also is talking on YouTube about what's causing the spike in these COVID-19 cases. He says, the cases may be rising because more people are being tested.
Obviously.
But the fatality rate is dropping.
Absolutely.
Nobody wants to hear that either, Terry.
And you know, Jesse, 99.7% of the people who have COVID-19 survive. Okay, now, what's tragic to me, Jesse, I'm going to turn the tables over on these modernists or whoever these liberal media people are, because we're allowing people to die from the coronavirus, all right? Because we're not willing to give them the medication they need because they think it's a ridiculous thing to do. Because I'll tell you why, it doesn't support the narrative. I'm going to hit it again, Jesse. And the narrative is this. We need people not working to show 21, 22% unemployment. And whose dime is that on? Whose watch is that on? President Trump. He's to blame. He had the best economy going in 50, 60 years, and then this came up. See, that's what's suspicious about it, Jesse, to me, because the liberal people do not want this to go away, at least until the election. And that's sad because people are dying because of a political agenda. And I think that's very sad. And I think these doctors are finally coming out and speaking. The doctor I spoke to, who we've had on our show many times, Dr. Bumgardner, he tells me it's crazy. He said, we're not using science. Why can't we go back to using science rather than a political agenda? Good point, Doc.
Yeah, Terry, you know, we have to pay attention. Think about this, that before this, what it's called, a communist Wuhan virus.
Yeah, really. Call it for
before,
it is.
Before this, the economy was booming, just like you said.
Yeah.
And the stock markets were setting record highs.
Yep.
We were winning the trade wars. School shootings had stopped. Our nation was at peace. And the Democrat Party, they saw this, oh no, this is a disaster because everything's been brought back to order. And they know that Biden doesn't have a chance in heck. You know,
no.
I don't want to use another word.
No.
He doesn't have a chance. And so what they had to do, Terry, they had to start causing a man-made worldwide pandemic crisis. And that caused, again, the stock markets to start tumbling, companies laying off employees. Everything is closed and canceled. CEOs of giant companies are resigning. And this is the way that they believe we can
take down Trump, man. I'm going to be honest.
Take down Trump and put in our guy.
Absolutely.
It's basically, Terry, this is the perfect Marxist playbook. I'll be honest.
You nailed it.
This is the perfect Marxist playbook.
Yep.
And you know how they want to control us?
Tell us.
They want to control us by the population. That's what I mean, us. They want to control us by constant 24 hours a day. Of course, they control the media, the left,
fear,
by and large. So there's fear, mongering, panic, over every day, on the minute, spread propaganda. And again, this way you disarm the population. Also, separate them from their churches, separate them from each other. You see how evil this is? Because isolation is one of the things that causes depression, anxiety, and suicide. Hey, you got to separate from each other. You can't go to church where we people seek comfort. And then again, this entire Marxist playbook continue to control the narrative.
That's right.
And just bring fear and panic in the lives of people. Terry, this is plain evil.
Absolutely, Jesse. And fear is something that brings people. I mean, think about, I know several of my parishes that I attend here in Southern California that are like ready to go bankrupt right now. They're, because people aren't coming to support them. And not only on the spiritual side, which is huge, think about all the people who are not going to Mass to adore Jesus, to receive Holy Communion, and the prayers that are not being said. This is a huge spiritual battle going on right now. And right now the devil is like, hi, I got you not to go to church now. Hey, you're not going to pray. No. Hey, try some marijuana. Hey, have some alcohol. Get high. Make yourself feel comfortable. You deserve it. See, now what's happening, Jesse, is there's a walking away from the cross of Christ in a sense of spirituality, because they're telling us we can't go to church, and if we do, you know, only a few people can go. This is really just coming right from the pit of hell, in my humble opinion, Jess.
Yeah, Terry, and all this goes back. One of the players here is Bill Gates.
Of course.
Because he's a depopulation control czar, basically.
Yep.
And he's actually been quoted as saying depopulation through vaccination. Yeah, Bill Gates is a eugenicist. That's the end game of all of this.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk about Mr. Biden and the Muslim Voter Summit. See what he had to say there. You'd be surprised. I wasn't. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need Covenant Eye to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to CovenantEyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. www.CovenantEyes.com, code VMPR, live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
Healthcare news today seems to be coming from everywhere and everyone. It's confusing, at least, and untrustworthy at the worst. Dr. Aceta is a faithful Catholic in the Kern County community. He is trustworthy, well-researched, and will only give expert opinion on matters in his own specialty. Catholic teaching at its entirety is of utmost importance to Dr. Aceta. Give Dr. Aceta a call for your obstetrics and gynecological needs at 661-695-6617.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Life is short, death is for sure, sin is the problem, and Jesus is the cure.
Amen.
This is UFC Catholicism, Ultimate Faithful Catholics. And I'll tell you somebody who's not part of the UFC Catholicism, and that's Joe Biden.
Yep.
Why do I say that? Well, the fact is, I don't know if you heard what Joe Biden said at a Muslim voter summit. He's basically pandering for the votes. He says, I wish we taught more in our schools about Islamic faith. In fact, we got a one-minute video, and I'm see if Mr. Engineer, can you play the clip?
Well, while he's getting that clip, Jesse.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, here it comes.
One of the things I think is important, I wish we taught more in our schools about the Islamic faith. I wish we talked about all the great confessional faiths. It's one of the great confessional faiths. And what people don't realize is one of my avocation is theology, don't realize is that we all come from the same root here in terms of our fundamental basic beliefs. And I just want to thank you for giving me the opportunity, for being engaged, for committing to action this November. You're doing what's been never been done before. You're registering and turning out 1 million Muslim voters this November. It matters. Your voice is your vote. Your vote is your voice. Muslim Americans' voices matter to our communities, to our country. But we all know that your voice hasn't always gotten recognized or represented, or the recognition it deserves. And that's your right as a citizen.
Terry, can you believe that? He just said that we need to teach more about the Muslim faith in schools. I just looked up here on a national website. It says the Muslim population in North America in North America is about 0.2%. Is this microphone on? 0.2% of the global Muslim population lives in North America. Not even close to 1%. And we're going to spend time in schools teaching about the Islamic faith? Well, something like 70 to 80% of people say that they're Christian in their country. And yet the Christian faith, Terry, very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
You can't teach it in public schools. And yet Christians are from 70 to 80% of the population. But the Christian faith is not allowed in the public schools. Are you kidding me?
Well, Jesse, he learned well from his boss, Mr. Obama. And I'll tell you why. Back when Mr. Obama was the president, he said to these Muslims, it's pandering to them, he said, we are a Muslim nation. And I'm like, really? Why would President Obama say something like that when he knows the numbers aren't there? Well, the same reason Mr. Biden is doing it, Jesse. He's looking for votes. He needs votes to be the next president of the United States, and he's willing to tell them whatever they want to hear.
Yep, and I'm looking at the Christian population in the U.S. There's about 330 million Americans. Mm-hmm. 240 million Americans say they're Christian, either Catholic or Protestant.
Right.
So it's a huge swath of the population here in America, yet Christianity, Terry, it's something that's outlawed in the public schools.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something else. Here's what the article says about Joe Biden. Well, it just repeated what you just heard.
Yeah.
But let me mention something about Joe Biden. I'm going to make an assessment here, an observation.
All right.
Now, I'm a Catholic. Joe Biden says he's a Catholic, and I'm going to take him at his word that he's a sacramental Catholic Christian. Is Joe Biden a bad man or is he an evil man? I maintain that Joe Biden is an evil man. Why? Well, I'm going to give you Archbishop Fulton Sheen's definition of an evil man versus a bad man. Mm-hmm. Archbishop Sheen, he says, be aware of the difference between a bad man and an evil man. A bad man sins personally. Mm-hmm. An evil man tries to get others to sin, to be complicit in their sin, to bring another to ruin as he has done himself. That's a good definition.
Excellent.
It makes it very clear.
Yep.
I'll say it again. Bishop Sheen says, a bad man sins, and it's personal. He sins personally.
Right.
An evil man tries to get others to sin and to be complicit in his sin.
Exactly.
Biden has been a politician, Terry, for 40 years.
Yep.
And I don't know what's in his soul, but I know this. Through the power of being a senator and a vice president, he's been getting other people to sin for many years. Why do I say that? There are five intrinsically evil things that we as Catholics believe based on magisterial teachings, and they're abortion, homosexual marriage, embryonic fetal stem cell research, cloning, and euthanasia. And you could also throw in the denial of religious liberty. That's a sixth one now. Joe Biden, a baptized Catholic, he militates against all six of the intrinsically evil issues that the Catholic Church says are non-negotiable and are grave offenses against God. Joe Biden, through legislation, through his power, remember that's the definition of an evil man, through his power, he makes other Catholics and other people of goodwill violate those six intrinsically evil spiritual laws that God gave us and natural laws. And he does so by the power of his legislation and by the power of the way he votes, Terry.
Well, Jesse, I'll give you an example. He said it. If he becomes the next president of the United States, he said Roe versus Wade, which is the 1973 landmark Supreme Court decision giving the permission to kill unborn babies, he is going to keep that, and he's going to pick judges that will continue to promote the killing of innocent life. Now, that's what he said. Now, objectively, that's evil, okay, what he just did. And so this is just the facts. That's why I ask everybody to go, before you vote in 90 days, go to look at each of the policies of each candidate by going to their platform of the Democratic platform. Read it. Read the Republican platform. Ask yourself, which one is going to support my values as a Catholic? And I got to tell you, it's hands down. But, read it for yourself, because you know what? I'm not going to be judging you at death. Jesus Christ is. And every action that we do is going to be judged objectively, right? So if you look at that platform and say, let's see, the Democrat Party wants to support Roe versus Wade. They want to kill unborn babies. Okay, now the other one says, no, we're going to protect life from the very beginning. Well, it's a no-brainer for me, Jess, but here's the bottom line. We need to educate people, because there's still people thinking that Mr. Biden is not for abortion. I hear that all the time, and I say, how can you say that? He's making it very clear here. But bottom line, let's make sure this election, as at a time when we vote, that we vote not with our pocketbook, but with our morality.
Terry, I also think Joe Biden, again, these politicians, they lick their fingers and they see which way the
wind is going to
blow.
Yeah,
blowing.
Of course.
I think Joe Biden is seeing, wow, Turkey has just essentially commandeered Hagia Sophia.
Oh, gosh.
And they're going to turn that museum into a mosque.
Right.
And so, hey, this is the way that I can curry favor with, Turkish President Erdogan. And, by making some PC statements here on the other side of the pond about Islam, that we should be teaching Islam in our schools or more of it. And also, Terry, something else, just kind of on a side note, is that the Turkish president Erdogan, he's invited world leaders, including Pope Francis, to attend the opening of the Hagia Sophia as a mosque.
Hey, I'm sorry.
On Friday, July
24th. Hey, Jesse, is that fake news, brother? Are you really telling me? Is that true?
It comes from RomeReports.com.
Well, that tells you how afraid they are of us. They're just sticking it to us. I mean, are you kidding me? Oh, Jesse.
Yeah, I'm sorry for sharing that.
I know, man.
I had to tell.
It's true.
Now, let me just hope and pray that the Pope says, what do you mean?
I'm not going to go to that.
Not going to go to that. Are you kidding me? You're going to watch blasphemy, a former Catholic cathedral be turned into a mosque?
For hundreds of years.
I hope the Pope sends a nice salvo, at least the Vatican press office, and says, you know what? Don't call us. We won't call you. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm just putting out the news. Terry, I'm going to tell you one more thing. Why I believe that Joe Biden, he's an evil person. Not a bad person.
Yeah.
Remember the definition of bad?
Sure.
Is a personal sinner like me, okay?
Yeah.
I'm a sinner. So, you know, maybe Jesus says there's nobody good, so I guess I'm bad based on what Jesus says, and I accept that. I'm a sinner. But I'm not evil. I'm not trying to make other people complicit in my personal sins. I'm not trying to spread my personal sins. An evil person tries to spread their personal sins. And why do I say Biden is evil? There are four deadly sins. It's in the catechism. It says killing an innocent person, number one.
Right.
The sin of the sodomites, basically is sodomy, two. The oppression of the poor, three. And giving a worker unjust wages, taking advantage or defrauding a worker, number four. Terry, Joe Biden militates against all four deadly sins. Number one, he's pro-abortion all 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep, check.
He supports Planned Parenthood. Check that off.
Check.
He's the one personally himself that brags. You can look this on the internet. He brags. He says, I'm the one that got Barack Obama to change and accept homosexual marriage. I'm the one.
Yep,
it was me that rammed it through the Obama administration. And in fact, he's actually performed two civil sodomite weddings at the White House.
Yep.
Check that off. Yep. Number three, oppression of the poor. That's also a third sin that screams the vengeance of God to heaven. Oppression of the poor. Joe Biden, along with the Democrat Party, they don't allow poor people, minorities, to pick the school of their choice. They keep them in schools, in failing schools within their own ghettos or barrios. Number one. Biden and the Democrats are the ones that gave us welfare reform, which created ghettos and barrios. And also abortion clinics and marijuana pot shops are all over ghettos and barrios. He oppresses the poor, Terry. And finally, the unjust. I'll talk about the last one.
Just the facts, Jesse. Hey, more with Terry and Jesse on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. We'll be right back.
Jesus said in Luke 17, "When you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have only done our duty.'" According to St. John of the Cross, God is pleased with the little deeds we do in secret. He takes more pleasure in these than in a multitude of grand works that we may do out of the desire to be seen by others. May God help us to do the things that please Him, and not just to appear great in the eyes of others.
Baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before. at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org, or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Blue Collar Catholic Radio, UFC Catholicism, Ultimate Faithful Catholics. Terry, I was just talking about why Joe Biden is not bad, he's evil.
Yeah.
And the last point I want to make is this.
Sure.
This is all the catechism, the four sins that are, these are the worst mortal sins, by the way. These are the mortal sins on steroids. The last one is the unjustly paying a wage earner or taking advantage or defrauding workers. Well, Joe Biden and the Democrat Party, they're complicit, Terry, in these shutdowns, these economic shutdowns, which is causing the worst financial chaos since the Depression. Biden's behind it, and the Democrat Party, they're taking advantage and defrauding workers. They're paying unjust wages to workers by shutting down their businesses. I'm done.
Well, that's what it comes down to. Jesse, I want you to talk about an article right now that you wrote in Church Militant just this week, and it's a hypocritical council culture and the selective outrage, basically political correctness. And they obviously liked your article. They wouldn't have written it. But you made it so clear how we have a double standard going on in our culture right now. Can you share a little bit of what you wrote about?
Yeah. This says in 2011.
Yeah.
Y'all remember that President Barack Obama, he recognized Goya Foods,
right,
which is owned by a Hispanic gentleman. He recognized them for their achievements and their longstanding commitment to the American dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's an American success story.
Good for
Goya
him.
Goya Foods.
Good
yeah.
for President Obama.
So at the time, the PR newswire that Goya Foods president Robert Unanu, he introduced President Obama at a reception at the White House, and he was saying that he was honored and humbled to be among the distinguished group gathered for the occasion. So Obama was honoring, Unanu.
I think it's great.
Yeah, absolutely. He deserves it.
Yep.
Creating jobs, stimulating the economy. Hispanic gentleman. Yeah. So during their meeting, Unanu and the members of his family presented President Obama with the company Goya's commemorative book. And the book says if it's Goya, it has to be good. 75 years of history in America. And so in response, President Obama saluted Goya Foods, this minority-owned business, taking the time to emphasize his gratitude to Hispanics for their valuable contributions to the United States. Well, guess what? 9 years later, the same Hispanic CEO of Goya,
oh my God,
Bob Unanu,
yeah,
he went to the White House as part of Trump's Hispanic Prosperity Initiative. He met President Trump, and he praised his accomplishments by saying, "We're all truly blessed at the same time to have a leader like President Trump, who's a builder. And so we have an incredible builder, and we pray for our leadership, our president, and we pray for our country that we will continue to prosper and to grow." Close quote. Well, Terry, the left went crazy.
Right. Because it's not Obama.
They had a meltdown.
Yeah.
The left has become furious with this minority now, Mr. Unanu's praise for Trump.
Yeah.
So the point that I'm making is, so you're allowed to compliment and praise a liberal Democrat president, but the same person, the same minority, is not allowed to do the same mm-hmm. for a Republican president. The point is, welcome to America. under the intolerant liberal cancel culture.
Well,
I call them the thought police, Terry.
Yeah.
And the thought police, they're also known as the speech police, and they've infiltrated everything, included the Hispanic community, especially through the liberal Spanish media. You got comments, Terry?
Now, I got comments to say, what, the equation is exactly the same, except one difference, who was sitting in the White House. And you know, Jess, this is not an unusual situation. This is going on every day in the media. President Trump, if he went out and watered a tree out in the front yard, they'd say, ah, he watered the wrong tree.
Wasting water.
Something. Because he can do nothing right for the media. And you know what, Jess? What it really comes down to is Mr. Trump is not part of the boys' club. President Trump isn't. He wasn't a politician, okay? So he was a businessman who turned our country financially back. And what surprised me, even though he said it back in 2016, he was going to stand up for Christian values. Now, some people can say, well, I didn't believe he would do that. Well, 4 years later, Jess, guess what? He stood right behind everything he said, and he did it, okay? So now when it comes to voting, you can't say, oh, well, I don't trust Mr. Trump. He's not going to do what he said. He just demonstrated for 4 years what he said he would do, and he did it. That's why I feel comfortable in this way, because I'm looking for leadership who will stand for a moral code, and I don't see it on the other side, Jess. Let's just be honest. And you can demonstrate that. You gave an example. But, Jess, there's hundreds of examples like this. This is not unusual, and it's going to continue. And I mark my words, the next 90 days, you're going to see more of things like this, Jesse.
More of the cancel culture, right?
Yep, yep.
Yeah. Terry, what we're seeing here is the cancel culture is part of this whole dictatorship of relativism.
Yep.
You know, a few weeks ago, we celebrated Independence Day, and I got to start calling it Independence Day, not 4th of July.
Yeah,
you know,
what's about?
Yeah, it's it's time, since we did celebrate Independence Day,
right?
It's time we stop our groupthink.
Yeah,
and it's time we start thinking as independent individuals, taking into account our Catholic Christian faith,
yep,
which militates for free speech.
Right.
Unfortunately, I've seen it that the mainstream Spanish media is hard left. And so Orthodox conservative Hispanics like myself, those who dissent from liberalism, we're not allowed to express ourselves on those networks. Maybe a token guest every now and then. But Pope Benedict, he said this years ago. He warned us. He says, quote, "We're moving towards a dictatorship of relativism,"
that's right,
"which does not recognize anything as for certain, and which has as its highest goals one's own ego and one's own desires." That describes the left, Terry.
Yeah.
They're about not facts, not about what's right. It's about their own ego and about their own disordered passions and desires. And so the point that I'm making is that in our society right now, because of the left and moral relativism and the cancel culture, good has become evil, evil good, lies the truth, and truth a lie. But what's the solution? Only with the light of Jesus Christ can we navigate through the fog of moral relativism and the filthy air of a world gone mad with sin. And we're dying by suicide, Terry.
Yep.
Moral and spiritual suicide. And the cancel culture is part of this culture of death. Comments, Terry?
My comments are, amen, Jesse, but you've been saying this. I've heard you, you know, this article, there's nothing new. This is what you've been saying on radio for years.
Decades.
Yes, decades. And so I want to just say this to our listeners. You know, we're not right versus left. We're right versus wrong. And Jesse, this is just plain wrong when they will say one president is doing a good thing and then the next president does the exact same thing and then they say, no, how dare him do, he can't do that. And it's just hypocrisy. And we see a lot of that. And I'm going to go back again to say it. If you're not part of the boys club, the politician boys club, then you need to get out. What Mr. Trump did, Jesse, back in 2016, is we actually, the American people, voted in a businessman to clean up our mess. And not only did he clean up the financial mess, the economy was at its best in 50, 60 years. He's also showing up at the Right to Life conferences. He's talking about the unborn and saying, I'm going to protect them. he's saying things that need to be said for us Christians that hasn't been said in a very long time. And that, my point is this, he's not perfect, nobody is. Jesus and Mary aren't running, but we have to vote for the best person who's going to give us a first down or a touchdown, move the football forward morally, number one, not just physically and financially. Morals, number one cause. If we can get a president that can stop the killing of unborn babies, are you kidding me? And we don't do it. That's a sin of omission.
Terry, you know what I call the cancel culture? I call them the don't hurt my feelings culture in the U.S. And this don't hurt my feelings culture, don't say that.
Yeah.
This was started by, you know, college, young secular humanists and moral relativists, snowflakes.
Yep.
And now, Terry, they don't only want you to stop hurting their feelings when you, by speaking the truth, because that's what hurts their feelings, is the truth. So now what are they doing? They're resorting to violence. They get numbers of people, and now they're resorting to violence, and they're well-funded because now they're the military arm of the Democrat Party. Terry, political correctness, the cancel culture, this is a doctrine fostered by a delusional, illogical, liberal minority, and it was rapidly promoted by an unscrupulous mainstream media that holds a proposition that truth is based on what's accepted by the progressive liberal party line. And so to be politically incorrect, like you and I, is to harbor ideas that annoy the left.
Yes,
that's because the champions of political correctness, Terry, they're totalitarian.
Of course.
Yep.
But Jesse, I want you to tell the people about your book regarding the election coming up. And a reason I want you to tell, you got a minute.
I'm holding it up as you talk.
Yeah, please do, because this is. I got calls from Boston last night and this morning. People saying, I want information on President Trump's track record for the last 3 or 4 years. And so I told them to get your book. I said, go to jesseromero.com. But Jess, would you explain again what's in your book and how it can help form people for the voting for this coming election?
The book, Terry, is basically a sustained argument to show, demonstrate that President Trump, he's made promises and kept promises.
Yeah.
Promises made, promises kept. And I go through it through the book. Mm-hmm. And promises, Terry, that advance the culture of life.
Beautiful.
And just at the very end of the book, what I did, I made it very simple. It's called Appendix One. Mm-hmm. It's all President Trump's pro-life accomplishments.
Excellent.
And I have it in one bullet, you know, just one sentence. So it's very easy if you want to tweet it out or put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then at the end, I also have, it's a summary of the book, Appendix 1 and Appendix 2.
Yeah.
Appendix 2, I put everything that President Trump has done that demonstrates that he's helped minorities, blacks, Hispanics, women, the economy, unlike any other president in my 60 years of lifetime on planet Earth. So there's just quick sentence bullets, and it's a summary of the whole book, and it makes it easy for you when you're emailing or doing something on social media to get these bullets and to put them out there, and I've got the footnotes in my book.
And Jesse, you didn't mention it is in Spanish, is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good.
It's also in Spanish. It's called Un Voto Católico por Trump.
Excellent.
You can get it on my website, jesseromero.com or tanbooks.com or Amazon.
And remember, folks, we need to be praying for our country big time. We're going to go to Mass right now, but the five stones of David, I mean, we got to get our rosary out. If you're not praying the rosary, you're not on Team Jesus. Get the Mass, get the confession, read your Bible, sacrifices on Friday. If you're really important, we can do it on Wednesdays too to offer up sacrifices. Remember, Our Lady said, souls are going to hell because there's no one there to pray and make sacrifices. And one final thought, Jess, what state should we be living in, brother?
Let's live in the state of grace. Don't live in the state of sin. Remember, life is short. Death is for sure. Sin is the problem. Jesus is the cure.
Up next, Matt Arnold. You're going to enjoy it here on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Don't forget, all of our shows are podcast. Like us on Facebook or YouTube. That's how we get the word out. Please do that for us. May God richly bless you and your family, and full sheen ahead at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Up next, Matt Arnold.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of thy spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, May the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.